This is an issue that I have been working on for a good number of years, along with Thomas Pringle and others, to try to resolve the very poor network that the people of Dunluce are experiencing over the years. It's a case of a week on, week off, having the phone. And I believe in 2019 that that's certainly not acceptable. Now, there are talks about putting fibre up to the houses there because of the very old system that isn't clearly working for the people of Dunluce. But yet we still haven't got a starting date. I've been in contact this week again with AIR, where I emailed and requested when would work start and what work will be taken. But I would ask the public to continue to put pressure, especially political representatives, to put pressure on AIR to deliver the service that the people of Dunluce deserve. We in the West Donegal, from Clohanila to the Rosses to Gador, have been experiencing terrible networking problems for a long time, not just with AIR but with other companies, and it's time that this AIR was put to bed and the people given the service that they deserve. This poor individual that I met with yesterday is left in a very worrying and concerned situation, where if she needs to use the panic button, and hopefully she never will, it might not be working, and her families and friends and neighbours are concerned about that.
We're aware, obviously, of difficulties with mobile phone signals, etc., but we should at least be assured that there's a landline there that will back things up, and the problem with the network there at the moment is those landlines can't be depended on.
No, they can't. It's literally a week on and a week off. I've been in contact with a good number of people in that community over the years, and I just think it's time that they moved. It's very unfair to think that the public in Dunluce, the people of Dunluce, has to be left as a back burner, and that's not it. That's not acceptable at all. And I will continue, and I would ask others to do the same, to put pressure on AIR and other networks to deliver the service that the public are paying for.